But if you want a verse in Lamentations to memorize, this would be the one. After Jeremiah, who also wrote Lamentations. And here in chapter 3, verse 23, it says, "They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness." Now let's go to 2 Thessalonians 3, if we could. And I want to preach on the faithfulness of God. And you know, as we think about and contemplate this great truth today, and hallelujah, our God is faithful. Do you know that God wants us to emulate His faithfulness? He asks His children to be faithful. And we think about these Iranian Christians. The pastor is going to be in prison for 10 years. And that's not a country club, by the way. This is an Iranian prison. The converts, I think it was either 2 or 5 years. They're going to prison just for going to church. That's it. They didn't do anything wrong from a scripture point of view. They just wanted to assemble as they were commanded to assemble. And they did it, of course, secretly. And they got caught by the secret police. And they're going to prison for going to church. But they knew the risks when they did it, didn't they? And it was still that important to them to go to church that they risked going to prison, which now they're going to prison. This is happening all across Iran. People are getting arrested for going to church and worshiping the Lord Jesus Christ, who they consider to be an affront to Muhammad, of course. But it just reminds us how important it is that we be faithful, no matter what. And we need to pray for them that they'll stand firm in their prison term, be a witness to their fellow prisoners. But, you know, God is faithful, as we just sang. And that's what this passage is about here in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 3. Look what it says. "The Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. And we have confidence in the Lord touching you, that ye both do and will do the things which we command you. And the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God and into the patient waiting for Christ." The Lord is faithful. Let's pray. Lord, how we love you and how blessed we are to know that our God is faithful. And I pray, Lord, as we look into your word this morning, that you would speak to our hearts, that we would just be reminded how blessed we are to be your children. And Lord, how blessed we are to have your word that to guide us. But most of all, how blessed we are to know that your faithfulness shines through in our Christian walk. And I pray, Lord, that it'll just make us praise you more. So guide us in your word, guide us in your truth. Speak to our hearts in miraculous ways. This morning we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. So before we leave that first phrase of our passage and dive into the rest of the passage, I just want to focus on that one phrase, "The Lord is faithful." God is faithful. This is one of His attributes, if He is faithful. It means God always does what He's going to do, and He always does it consistently. He never changes. Amen? And I just want to talk about a couple of areas where He's faithful outside of this passage and then dive into the passage itself. So I want first to go to 1 John 1:9, which is, of course, one of our favorites, isn't it, as Christians? I mean, we're commanded to keep short accounts with God, but what a blessing this verse has been to Christians for 2,000 years to know that if we confess our sins, 1 John 1:9, what does it say? "He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." How blessed are we that our God faithfully forgives. It doesn't matter how many times you confessed the same sin. It's not about that. It's about His faithfulness. And to know that if we will confess it, He will forgive it every single time. Now Psalm 143 verse 1, not only is God always faithful to forgive us when we confess, but God is faithful to hear and answer our prayers. Notice Psalm 143 verse 1, David said, "Hear my prayer, O Lord, give ear to my supplications, in thy faithfulness answer me, and in thy righteousness." David here is laying claim to the faithfulness of God. He says, "Lord, please hear my prayer, and I pray that you will answer me in thy faithfulness." It's okay to claim the faithfulness of God because it's real and it's unchanging. So God is faithful to forgive us of our sins. He is faithful to answer our prayers. Now Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23. Actually, while we're in Psalms, let's go to 119.75, so we're not bouncing around so much. Psalm 119.75. David said, "I know, O Lord, that thy judgments are right, and that thou in faithfulness hast afflicted me." Now this isn't one that we often think about, but God is faithful in our trials. And it means that, of course, he doesn't make any mistakes, and he is never caught off guard. And when a trial is allowed into our lives, he has a purpose in it. And in his faithfulness, he will take us through it. David said, "You've afflicted me in thy faithfulness." And so his faithfulness forgives. His faithfulness answers prayer. In his faithfulness, he takes us through our afflictions. Now, Hebrews 10:23. And then we'll dive into our passage together. But I just want us to be blessed again, amazed again at the faithfulness of God. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 23. "Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised." God is faithful to keep his promises. And how many times have we laid claim to the promises of God, knowing that God always keeps his promises? Because God is faithful. So he's faithful to forgive. He is faithful to answer our prayers. He is faithful to take us through our afflictions. He is faithful to answer our promises. Now let's go to 2 Thessalonians. Look at our passage this morning. And just be blessed as we reflect on the faithfulness of God. Notice 2 Thessalonians 3:3. "The Lord is faithful, who shall establish you?" It's God that establishes us, that grounds us in our faith. We don't do it ourselves. God does it, and he is faithful to do it. He is faithful to do whatever needs to be done in our lives, whatever it might be it trials, be it the Word, be it the Holy Spirit, be it fellow believers, whatever it might be, God is faithful to establish us. Once we are Christians, his goal is to establish or ground us in our faith. And it's God that does the work in grounding us. Look at Colossians 2, if you would, verse 6, where it talks about being established in the faith. Notice Colossians 2, 6. "As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving." Notice it says rooted. It means we have some roots, amen, and those roots are in the Lord Jesus Christ, our rock. And then it says established in the faith. This is what God is constantly doing in our Christian lives. In his faithfulness, as he is establishing us, he is grounding us, he is rooting us in our faith. And he uses everything at his disposal to make this true. And trials is part of it too. 1 Peter 5:10, "The God of all grace, who hath called you unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye've suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you." That word "establish" is right there. And so our Lord is faithful. The Lord is faithful to establish us, to ground us, to get us rooted and grounded in the Lord Jesus Christ. And then he goes on to say in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 3, "and keep you from evil." I love that phrase. Because there's plenty of evil around, isn't there? The devil's throwing it at us. The world is full of it. Our own old man tempts us. But if we will lean on him, God in his faithfulness will keep us from evil. It's even in the model prayer, isn't it, in Matthew chapter 6. Deliver us from evil, we're told. God is faithful. Look at 1 Corinthians 10:13, if you would. And I hear Christians say, well, then how is it that Christians fall into evil all the time? Well, because they're walking in their own strength. They're walking in the flesh and not walking in the Spirit. God is faithful, and that never changes. And God always, as we read here in 1 Corinthians 10:13, always makes a way to escape. Look what it says. There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man, but God is faithful. So this is about the faithfulness of God. And it goes on to say, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape. Yes, we're going to face temptations from now till we leave this earth. But God says he is faithful, and in his faithfulness, he will always make a way to escape. Blessed is a man that endure a temptation, we're told. So the Lord is faithful to establish us and to keep us from evil. Look at 2 Timothy 4:18, and we'll see it one more time. 2 Timothy 4:18, but God is faithful to forgive us, to answer our prayers, to take us through our afflictions, to keep his promises, to establish us, and as we see here, to keep us from evil. 2 Timothy 4:18, look what Paul said about God delivering us from evil. And the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work, and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. We're not going to be able to stand before God and say, Lord, that temptation was too strong. I had no way to resist it. No, God in his faithfulness always makes a way to escape. God in his faithfulness can always keep us from evil. Now, yes, we have to rely on him. Yes, he gave us a free will. And we can choose to ignore his power and ignore his presence in our lives and succumb to the evil. But in his faithfulness, he's always going to make a way to escape. He will always keep us from evil. And you know, as God, go back to our passage, 2 Thessalonians 3, verse 4. As God establishes us in the faith, and as God keeps us from the evil, you know what it leads to in Christians? It leads to more obedience. How do we see this? Verse 4. And we have confidence in the Lord touching you, Paul said to the Thessalonian Christians, that ye both do and will do the things which we command you. In other words, we're confident that because God is faithful, and that God in his faithfulness is establishing you in the faith, and God in his faithfulness is keeping you from evil, that you will go and live a Christian life of obedience. That's what it says. Do and will do. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. That's how we show our love to the Savior, is by obeying him. Because when we get saved, God gives us a new nature. He calls it the divine nature in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 4. And we now have the capacity to obey his commandments. Does that mean we always will? Sadly, no. Because we're still sinners and we still don't listen to the Holy Spirit or yield to the Holy Spirit like we should. But God is always there in his faithfulness to establish us and to keep us from evil, that we might walk the life he wants us to walk, which is a walk of obedience. And then verse 5, 2 Thessalonians 3, it says, and the Lord direct your hearts. If it's possible, it always has to be 7 points, right? So God is faithful to forgive. God is faithful to answer prayer. God is faithful to take us through our trials. God is faithful to keep his promises. He's faithful to establish us. He's faithful to keep us from evil. And number seven, he's faithful to direct our hearts. How beautiful. God promises that he will lead us. Look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 24. Anybody who has surrendered to the ministry, this is one of their favorite verses, I guarantee it. Because everybody who's called into the ministry, their first response is, Lord, not me. I'm not worthy. I can't do it. Call someone else. Kind of like Moses did. And notice what it says, 1 Thessalonians 5:24. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will, what? Do it. Isn't that good? God in his faithfulness, if he's going to call us to do something, then he's the one that's going to do it through us. And this is what everybody needs to come to the realization of, is if God is asking you or calling you to do something, you need to stop looking at yourself and reflecting on your inabilities and your weaknesses and start focusing on an amazing God who can do anything and promises to do anything through you. Amen? It says he will do it. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will what? Do it. Do what? Do all of it. Amen? And when we get to the end of our Christian lives, whatever we might have been called to do of God, we're not going to boast, are we? We're not going to say, oh, look what I did. We're going to say, look what God did. I might have been his instrument, but God did it all. The Lord will direct our hearts. The Lord will guide us. The Lord will lead us. Look at Psalm 5:8, if you would. And in his faithfulness, he promises to direct our hearts. He's given us his word. He's given us the Holy Spirit. Psalm 5, verse 8. Look what it says. Make thy way straight before my face. We should be praying that every morning in our quiet time with God. You promise, Lord, in your faithfulness to direct my heart, please make thy way straight before my face. Psalm 119:105. Look over there if you would. And number seven, God in his faithfulness says that he will direct our hearts. Psalm 119, verse 105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. A lot of that directing is through his word. He's given us his wonderful word to light the way and show us the way. Psalm 143, verse 8. Look over there if you would. Psalm 143, verse 8. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk. Isn't that good? Cause me to know the way, Lord. It's okay to pray every morning, Lord, I have no idea. Show me the way. You promised in your faithfulness you would direct my heart. Show me. Direct my heart. Direct my life. Show me the way you want me to go. In all thy ways acknowledge him. Proverbs 3:6. And he shall direct thy paths. So our God is faithful. The Lord is faithful to forgive, to answer prayer, to take us through our afflictions, to keep his promises, to establish us, to keep us from evil. And to direct our hearts. Notice it says here in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 4. To direct our hearts where? Into the love of God and into the patient waiting for Christ. Jesus said, by this shall all men know that you're my disciples, if you have love one to another. Paul said in Galatians, the law is fulfilled in one word. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. In Galatians 5:14. God wants us to be directed by him, but where? Into the love of God. In other words, loving others as we should, saved and unsaved alike. And also, it says in verse 5, the patient waiting for Christ. Isn't that good? We're to be expecting the Lord Jesus to return at any moment, and he will direct our hearts to patiently expect it. To be living for him while expecting at any moment that he will blow the trumpet and call us home. The patient waiting for Christ. Look at 1 Thessalonians 1:10, just back one book. And look what he says here. And to wait, there's that word wait again, for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come. Titus 2:13 says, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Looking, expecting, patiently waiting. God will direct our hearts into the love of God and into the patient waiting for Christ. Aren't we so blessed that our Creator, that our God, that our Lord, that our Savior is faithful? Think what life would be like if He wasn't. If we couldn't depend on Him. But we can. We can depend on Him to always be faithful. And as I mentioned at the beginning, in response, 1 Corinthians 4:2, it's required in stewards that a man be found faithful. He wants us to emulate His faithfulness. But today we just want to praise God that He's faithful. He's faithful to forgive. Never forget that. Never let the devil whisper in your ear and say, you can't confess that sin again. No, He is faithful to forgive us our sins. God is faithful to always hear and answer our prayers. God is faithful to take us through the afflictions that we face in life. God is faithful to always keep His promises that He's made in His Word. God is faithful to establish or ground us in our faith. God is faithful to keep us from evil. So the next time you're tempted, just stop and say, God is faithful. God's already given me a way to escape. I need to take it. And then lastly, He is faithful to direct our hearts. As we walk on this earth as His children, He is faithful to show us the way into the love of God and the patient waiting for Christ. But ask Him every day, Lord, this is Your day. This is the day which the Lord hath made. Show me what You want me to do today. Guide me my steps today because You're faithful. And like David, we need to learn to claim the faithfulness of God. David, when he was asking for answered prayer, he said, Lord, in Thy faithfulness answer me. I'm claiming Your faithfulness. It's okay. The next time you're tempted, claim His faithfulness. The next time you sin, claim His faithfulness. Because it's real, it's eternal, and it's unchanging. We are so blessed to be able to say, without hesitation, wholeheartedly, the Lord is faithful. Praise God. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank You for Your precious Word, for speaking to our hearts today. And I pray, Lord, that we would grab a hold of this amazing truth. And Lord, we would not only believe in Your faithfulness, but we would live Your faithfulness. And as David did, we would even claim it when we need it. Great is Thy faithfulness. Thank You for that. I pray You'll have Your will in our hearts, Lord, as we sing together this morning. If the Christians need the altar, may they avail themselves of the altar. If they need to pray in their seats, Lord, whatever it might be. Lord, if there's someone in our service, they're not yet born again, they can't claim these great truths yet. But they can claim the great truth of Your faithfulness to save us when we call on You. And I pray today they'll realize they must be born again and they'll ask Jesus to be their Savior through the gospel of Jesus Christ. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our wonderful Savior. Amen.